going to be stay deep to return. They believe that Micah Gordon's still going to try to put a foot into it at some point. But don't be surprised if we see an onside kick from the Bad Axe Hatchets. It's something at the 40-yard line, another squib. So Micah Gordon back to kick with 8:06 to go here in the fourth quarter. Bad Axe Hatchets 20, the Lakers 6. Gordon steps it off to the 30-yard line, and we are ready to start it again. Here we go. Gordon's going to kick it away from the 40-yard line.
Your bomb coming.
And we'll go deep.
And number 18, and Garrett Bowles, returning this ball.
And still but breaking. Bowles breaking going. Tackles. Wow.
Garrett Bowles are on the right side, breaking about 4 or 5 tackles, getting about another 10, 15 yards on that return there for Lakers.
You know what's sad is that what you're looking at is you're waiting for that ball to pop up at some point, you know, fighting for those extra yards. Well, here we go, 7:55 to go in the fourth quarter with the Hatchets 20, the Lakers 6. The Lakers, you know what, they can't, Stephen, they can't do what they normally do. You can't just pound it and pound it and pound it. Take 5 yards at a time. You need to now start getting 10 and 15 yards and try to get a couple breakaways.
And this offense that Lakers runs, it is great until they get down by multiple possessions.
Right, yep.
When you are down by 14 points, you cannot run the ball up the middle 5 times in a row. You have to be able to spread it out. You have to be able to pick up some yards.
Well, with a wet football, this is probably what we're going to see is the ball outside, number 20, Logan Collison-Russell. Going wide with a lead blocker, but the Hatchets doing a nice job of stringing it out. Jake McPhee, Micah Gordon in on the tackle for the Hatchets.
And this clock keeps on running there, Kurt. The Lakers has to figure out something quick.
Pickup of only a yard. Well, just running it around the outside wide I don't think is going to do
it. No, and picking up 1 yard is not quite what is going to get Lakers in the end zone right now.
And even as they have tried to take a little bit of time and do some crossing action in the backfield, it's been taking too long for Lakers to get a play to develop. When they run that tight formation, you know, everybody's in. Now back to pass. Oh, man, I'm not sure where that pass was going to go. Connor McCain back to pass in and out of the hands of number 11. The only person out there to catch it was a Bad Axe player, and that was number 11, Jensen Emmerich.
It kind of looked like that ball might have been tipped at the line just a little bit, but still that ball was I was closer to Bad Axe than it was to the Lakers.
Yeah, I didn't see any Bad Axe or Laker players too close to that pass. Third and 9 for Lakers. Big play coming up right now because, you know, they're going to have third and 9, whatever they get on a fourth down, they're going to have to go for it. You can't kick it away. With 7 minutes to go here in the ball game. Out of the shotgun. Lakers will pass again. Nearly picked off, but caught and loss of yards on that one.
The ball goes the wrong way.
Wow, LeGault in on the tackle, Wisner with the reception, and even with the reception, loss of a few yards.
I mean, you got to throw, but one thing you cannot do is you cannot lose yards right now on these plays. Wow. They're going the wrong way right now. Looking at a fourth and long for the Lakers.
You got to look down the middle of the field. I think Lakers were looking a little bit too much to trying to find a wide side to break it open. So here we go, fourth and 12. This is make or break for the Lakers. This is a huge play.
I think we're putting the ball away
looks
here,
like Lakers
Kurt.
Are going to kick.
Wow.
Yeah. So Lakers get a little foot into it, but the wind
took that ball and just stopped. It was a brick wall.
50-yard line.
Wow.
So on a pickup of about 15 yards on the kick. So it'll be the Hatchet ball, first and 10 on the 50-yard line with 6:15.
Well, Kurt, we're looking at a dark situation here. We have just over 6 minutes left. Bad Axe has the ball up 14 at the 50-yard line, and Laker defense hasn't been able to get a stop right now. Things are looking pretty dark if you're in the green and white.
Hey, anything's possible yet. I mean, a quick turnover and an interception. You know, an interception or a fumble real quick on this series, and you got a chance, but Lakers have got to make a play here. So Blackstock takes it out of the shotgun. Oh, he had him in the backfield.
Blackstock breaks a tackle on the right side and picks up about a good 5 or 6 yards on that first down play.
Logan Collison-Russell had him in the backfield and just could not hold on to Blackstock. And then Blackstock, what's he going to pick up there, about 6?
About 6 yards on first down there.
So the Vincent picks up about six after breaking away from the boy, he was tackled in the backfield.
Yep, he just slipped away from
second effort. So that brings up a second and four for the Hatchets into Laker territory on the Laker 44-yard line. Again, out of the shotgun.
And this Bad Axe offense is in no hurry right now to snap this ball. They're going to let as much time run off as they possibly can.
Snaps right to Blackstock, looks off to the left side, puts his head down, and barely back to the line of scrimmage as the most of the Laker defense line makes that tackle.
The Laker timeout here.
Led in there by number 76, Luke Braun. So we're going to take a Laker timeout. We'll take a quick timeout and be right back after this.
2020 has made us think about some things that we never thought possible or even necessary in our lives. And even with all the unknowns in the world right now, one thing we know for certain, when it comes to healthcare, you know where to go. For the most up-to-date and state-of-the-art 3D mammography, you know where to go. For five-star service in the cleanest hospital in the state of Michigan, for primary care, whether it's in Bad Axe, Elkton, Caseville, Pigeon, or Sebring, you know where to go. For walk-in care and fast care, open 362 days a year. For a certified Trauma 4 Medical Center, award-winning pediatrics, cardiac, pulmonary, and physical rehabilitation. For three senior living communities, four pharmacies, diabetes education, respiratory therapy, or specialty care like cardiology, podiatry, urology, orthopedics, general surgery, and ears, nose, and throat. For whatever you need in healthcare, there's only one place to go. Sure. Better health, better life. So, do you know where to go? You sure do. Are you
Welcome
sure?
Welcome back to Laker Field, 5:17 to go in the fourth quarter. Bad Axe Hatchets with the ball, third and five for the Hatchets on the 45-yard line. And a little fumble of the ball. Number seven, breakaway up the middle for the Hatchets. And that looks
Meinhold.
Like Meinhold with the carry. Oh, is that a big play for Bad Axe?
Well, Meinhold calls his own number up the middle. A huge hole, drive a semi through. Meinhold takes it, turns on the Jets, and we're on first and goal for the Bad Axe Hatchets right now.
And tackled by Williams and Bowles for the Lakers. But that was about a 30-yard carry there for Meinhold. Big-time breakaway.
And we said at halftime, one of these defenses is going to get worn down, tired, and allow some big plays. And
yeah.
Right now, Laker defense is allowing those big plays that they just cannot allow right now.
4:51 to go in the fourth quarter, and Hatchets once again knocking on the door. They've got it on the Laker 9-yard line. Out of the shotgun, it goes into the hands of Blackstock. Sidesteps a little bit, heads back towards the line, and we see a late flag come in from the end zone.
Well, we caught about a yard gain from Blackstock, but let's wait and see what this flag is. And a holding on the offense.
Braun in on the tackle for Lakers. I thought maybe he was going to get the call on it, but, yep, it'll be holding.
They're going to back the Hatchets up a little bit here. They're going to be out of the red zone.
Yeah, I'm just going to say that was an interesting call from the back judge underneath the goalpost.
Yeah,
called the holding call on the offensive line. Well, there must have been a big hole there somewhere.
Something,
that he, you know, if that Bad Axe Hatchet running back would have seen what that back judge just saw.
He's probably in the end zone right now if he sees that.
4:33 to go here in the fourth quarter. Hatchets 20, the Lakers 6. Hatchets break out of the huddle. Head out to the 19-yard line of the Lakers. Vince Blackstock, the quarterback, out of the shotgun. Takes a snap, is going to hold onto the ball. Rolls out to the right side. Going down the right sideline, looking for some room. Yeah, not a whole lot there.
Well, Blackstock showed some patience.
Might have been Orvidez in on the tackle.
Blackstock shows some patience, follows his lead blocker. Yeah. Still only gets a couple yards, though, rides that ball right out of bounds. We're looking at a second down there for the Hatchets.
Colton Orvidez, Zach Kretschmer in on the tackle for the Lakers. So loss of a few, that'll bring up a second and 15 for the Bad Axe Hatchets. Hatchets with the ball on the Laker 15-yard line. 4:12 to go here in the fourth quarter.
One thing the Hatchets didn't want to do is they didn't want that ball to go out of bounds. That just stops the clock. They want to keep this clock rolling right now.
Meinhold now into the backfield for the Bad Axe Hatchets. Meinhold at quarterback out of the shotgun. And like I said, Hatchets burning some time. Oh, boy.
We have
nice dive, but I thought they were going to throw a flag. It sure looked like there was an offsides there on the left side of the line.
And Carson Affer takes a direct snap on the left side. doesn't get very far, and we're looking at a third down here for the Hatchets now.
Another big tackle in there